It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
Rooker, it's a fly ball to deep center. Robert going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at 99. Some serious high octane.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show. Presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
The last time we saw J.P. Sears in Texas, he threw a no-no for 6 1/3. How about Lance Lynn for the Cardinals? He led all of Major League Baseball last year, giving up 44 home runs, but this year he's been really good. It's A's, it's Cardinals, it's J.P. Sears up against Lance Lynn, coming your way at 6:40. The Bay Area Radio Hall of Famer Ken Korak joins me here on A's Total Access. And Ken, hey, Ken, we got a lot of carries around here.
I'm a carry sandwich over here in the booth, Tony.
That is correct. Now that I look over, you're surrounded by carries.
I am.
And none of them. And it's like carry the second, carry the third, right?
And then Harry sat in this seat, 1970, right, doing A's radio. So, yeah, it was great to read some of the stories earlier today about Chip and Chris. So what a great moment for their family.
All right, J.P. Sears, you need another outing out of him, just the way he threw the ball in Arlington.
Yeah, the way the A's offense is going, I mean, that's the story right now. The A's have to turn that around. I mean, he was phenomenal in that game. Got one run, and that's all they needed on the home run by Seth Brown. But, yeah, I mean, he was great. A's pitching generally has been really good, Tony. And if you can get some offense to match that, then the A's might, you know, maybe even get on a run that could get them within the verge of 500 or something like that.
Yeah, making good quality contact has definitely been a struggle to start the year.
There's no question. Now, Lance Lynn's going to give you a lot of strikes, and you mentioned all the home runs that he allowed last year. Three of those came against the A's. In a start at Dodger Stadium, Geloff got him, and Jordan Diaz got him, and Brent Rooker got him as well. So you're going to have some opportunities against him. And the other side of that is that the A's pitching, Tony, has been really stingy. The A's have only allowed 9 home runs this year. So we'll see if maybe the A's might be able to win the home run battle tonight.
If you look at the A's statistics for pitching, they are truly one of the best in baseball. Since April 3rd, they have the best ERA as a staff. Are you shocked by that?
Yeah, we're surprised, I think, for sure, especially because if you look at that, the two veterans they brought in Alex Wood and Ross Stripling, have not pitched up to their standards. And so the other, obviously, if you look at Blackburn, Tony, and a lot of that great ERA is skewed toward what Blackburn has done because he hasn't given up anything in 19 and a third innings.
It's funny you bring up Blackburn. He's coming up next.
And he's going to pitch tomorrow.
Yeah, he's coming up next. You have a great call. I'll talk to you after the game.
Okay, buddy.
Whether you want to call him Paulie Winday, Paulie Punch-Out, the new one, Commander Cody came up with it, Paulie Ground Ball, Paul Blackburn will join us next right here on A's Total Access.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching, win like nobody's business, and get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is A's Total Access.
Paul Blackburn joined me earlier today on A's Cast Live, and we talked about him getting out to a great start, and the team is definitely better.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Honestly, what a start for us, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been playing some great ball lately. You know, I'm just trying to go out there and put up zeros, really. You know, it's so much more fun when you win. And just being able to win some games and just build these young guys' confidence and everything, you know, that's what it's about.
Yeah, and I think about for you, I mean, just being healthy and being able to go do what you do and build off what you're not having to worry about rehabbing or doing any of that. What's that like to start the season? You're fully healthy.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's kind of funny to think about that this is technically only the second opening day roster I've ever really been a part of as far as being ready to pitch on possibly opening day. And, you know, 2022 was the first time that happened to me, and that was the first time where I really felt like I was able to ease myself into the season, the flow of the season. And it wasn't like I came up, you know, in a May or a June or a July, whatever it may be, where you're kind of coming up trying to figure out, okay, like, what is the flow of this group right now? How's everyone feeling? Like, what's the mentality, all that? You know, starting from game one, you kind of get a feel that, and you kind of get a, you know, kind of have a little bit of input on that.
Yeah.
On just the direction of everything and all of that, you know? And so when, you know, with me, you know, the two times that's happened to me, being ready to go from game one, I've felt a lot just more comfortable out there. I feel like I'm out there and I'm able to think ahead, you know, pitches ahead or situations ahead as far as what I'm trying to do in this situation. What is this situation dictating, telling me I should do? You know, when guy gets on first, less than two outs, I'm trying to pitch for a ground ball, and, you know, I'm able to be out there and I'm have a clear mindset with that. As before, it's like guy gets on base and it's like, okay, I don't want him to get to second or I don't want him to score, instead of being like, okay, assessing the situation of what you have in front of you and attacking to try and get the result that you want.
All right, I'm going to give you an analogy. It's like the party. It's like joining the party when everybody's already been there, or it's like you're setting up the party. Where does the bar go? Where are people going to dance? Kegs are going to be here. Food is going to be here.
Yes.
You're like at the beginning of the party, setting the party up, versus when you show up, there's already 100 people there and it's a mess.
Yes, yes. That
How
is
about
a
that?
Great analogy. That is right on.
That's
right
what
on
I was thinking about. Like, because I've never thought of it that like that. Like, we always just think, like, you're on the team, it's just you were hurt, but everything's kind of already got the vibe and the clubhouse and everything. You're just fitting in versus you're setting the tempo now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Really. You know, when you're – when you're there from the start, it's a lot easier to know, you know, which direction things are going at that time. Instead of walking in, I think I missed 33 games last year. You know, and so when I came back in, it was, you know, those games had already happened. So there was already a direction of which way we were going, or the way certain people were feeling, or whatever it may be. So yeah, just being there from the first game, it definitely just allows all that to happen.
What is it like when you're on the mound and you have control of all your pitches? It's like Batman in his tool belt, right? You got a lot of different, because there's times where you don't have them all, right? There's some that you're going to rely more, you have better feel. What's it like when they're all working?
It's a lot of fun. It's just fun. Really, you know, when we talked a little bit in spring, and it's just like that cat and mouse game where, you know, hitter walks up with a plan and I got a plan as well, and my job is to kind of deter them away from their plan, You know, when I have, I mean, I throw six pitches when I got all of them working. It's something where, you know, a guy might only see, you know, a guy in his first at bat might see three pitches, four pitches. Next at bat, he might see three or four pitches, and they might not
even
see
any of the same. That's how you get through a lineup.
The same pitches they saw the first at bat. You know, but it is. It's a lot of fun. It lets me, it allows me to tunnel and work on, you know, the different tunnels and different lanes of how my pitches play off each other when I have all six of them on.
Well, we need you to do something for us. We need you to throw a complete game. We haven't had a complete game in two seasons. It's hard to believe. You have that ability for them to, because you're a veteran guy, to go deeper into games. And like you said, when you have six pitches, what the guy saw in his first at-bat, second at-bat, can be completely different third and fourth at-bat. You got to get one. We can't go another year without a CJ.
Yeah.
That's just
I would
right.
love one. I would love one, really. I've actually never had one in pro ball. So, yeah, I would love to do that.
Part two of my conversation with Paul Blackburn tomorrow on A's Total Access. Up next, Jessica Kleinschmidt sits down with Lance Lynn right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zerata at 833-VZ for me, or go to vzlawfirm.com. Bernardi Serrata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'scast. That's athletics.com/A'scast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's, only on A's Cast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'scast today.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Blackburn delivers the pitch. Strike three called. A four-seamer, and that is strikeout number eight for Blackburn.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron, here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Game two of a three-game stint against the St. Louis Cardinals. It'll be J.P. Sears and Lance Lynn up on the bump today. And speaking of Lance Lynn, he's my guest today, part one of my sit-down with him, and he talks about introducing new pitches into his repertoire 10 years into his career.
It makes it fun at times, especially when they work. You know, when you get beat with them, then sometimes you think of, hey, what are you doing? You know, but over the course of your career, you got to be able to fine-tune some things, add some things, do some things a little differently, just give them a different look. And, you know, so far, you know, with some trial and error last year, this year's been off to a good start.
Tell me about the trial and error. What's that process like for you? Because I could easily sit here and say, oh, you got to adjust. When you're going through it, what's that approach like?
You know, sometimes you got to realize that there's a bigger picture at the end, but it's hard to see the games that where you give up some runs that you don't think you should have, or make some mistakes with some new pitches or a new way of going about things that, you know, upset you. But when you look at the final product, it takes time and it takes a lot of effort and it takes, the ability to go through those times and see how you're going to come out on the other end. And, you know, that's part of the process of playing for a long time. And you gotta be able to adjust and add, subtract, do all the things you need to do to play for a long time.
Health is obviously a factor as to why you're still here. You've been very lucky with that. But what are the other reasons why you continue to, you know, have the phone calls? I mean, you had like 10 offers this off season. You're still getting phone calls. In addition to health, why are you still here? Why am I still sitting here with you?
I think that, you know, there's a little personality factor that helps, the longer you play, the more teammates you have and things like that. Guys want to play with you, and they enjoy being around you. And teams know that I like to win, and you know that's where I'm at in my career. I'm all about winning, and you know, I come to help, but I also come with a chip on my shoulder to win too. So those are two things that help you play a long time in this game. If you're known to be a guy who wants to win and a guy that helps his teammates and helps bring them along when they need help, it's one of those things that definitely helps keep you around.
I hear the chip on the shoulder effect quite a bit, and it's a beautiful thing because it never wears off and it certainly helps you. When you play with a chip on your shoulder, why is that never going to go away for you?
I think that's the way I've learned to compete in my life. I had a brother that was 12 years older than me, so I was always getting beat up on a little bit. So it's one of those things I learned, and then I grew bigger than him, and then it was all over. So
that always helps.
Yeah, that helps. So I think as time goes on, there's different ways that chip, uses itself and stuff like that. Whether it's, hey, I'm going to prove people wrong, I'm going to be a big leaguer, I'm going to stay, I'm going to prove people that I can do it for a long time, this or that. And then now it's in that phase where it's like, hey, I got to prove that I still got it and I'm not done yet. So it's just as time goes on, it's got a different way of speaking to you.
Have you always had that mentality, like, especially as you get further in your career and you're more experienced, that hasn't died out for you? You still feel like you have some in the tank?
Yeah, you always, you always think that, you got a little bit more than maybe you do, especially the older you get. But this game keeps you young, especially because there's a lot of young kids come kind of take your job. So you got to, different year, different ways of doing things body-wise and stuff like that. So you're always trying new things, and those things help keep you young. But also you got to be able to stay within you what got you here and what made you good. But, as long as you're still got a chance to put a jersey on, it keeps you going, that's for sure.
And the last time I talked to you here, you said you actually don't mind pitching at the Coliseum. You actually rather like it. Why is that?
I like when it gets cold at night. For me, the cooler the weather, the more comfortable it is for me. So I've always liked it. And to be honest with you, the fans are always great in the fact that they love the A's and they love to watch baseball. And especially when the A's are winning, that's also even an amazing place to come play because they've got all kinds of different ways to cheer than other places do. And that's the beauty of going to, road ballparks.
That was part one of my sit down with Cardinals starting pitcher Lance Lynn. Coming up next is A's Total Access, presented by Chevron continues. Vince Catronia with greatest moments in Oakland history, this one from 2008.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
This is A's Total Access.
There is something special about the perseverance of a baseball player. Grinding through games day and night, wanting to realize the dream of becoming a major league ball player. Brad Ziegler was an Oakland 31st round pick in 2002, but did not sign. Later he signed with the Phillies, but then was released. Followed was independent ball, only to finally sign with the A's. Suffered a skull fracture in 2004, not only moved from being a starter to a reliever, the A's asked Brad to completely overhaul his pitching to become a submariner. He did all that and then accomplished something three times in his rookie season that chased everyone to the record books. On August 12, 2008, he stood alone with one of the greatest moments in Oakland history. To be a rookie at age 28 already proved Brad wasn't the giving up type. A Missouri native, and he took the show me mantra to a new level. He was called up from AAA and made his debut on May 31st, and the pitcher began piling up zero after zero. First up, Boo Ferris, the 1945 American League record for consecutive scoreless innings at the start of a career on July 25th.
And now full count, which will put Iwamura in motion from first base. Ziegler ready, 3-2 pitch, fastball chop weakly on the right side. Conrad has to come in. Gloves, flips to first, the inning is over. The American League record belongs to Ziegler for most consecutive scoreless innings at the beginning of a Major League career, and the A's preserve the lead. It's on to the eighth in St. Pete, where the A's are in front 3-1.
Then, the Major League rookie record, which stood for more than a century, belonging to the Phillies' George McQuinlan 2 days later.
Coach for the Rangers, shattered bat by Bird at top or third base side, picking up, throwing his hat ahead, it's in time! A great play, he had to dodge the bat, pick up the ball, and made the play as he was falling down. Brad Ziegler's got a modern Major League record, and the Rangers are retired. Seventh inning stretch of the Coliseum, A's 6, Rangers 5.
And finally, most consecutive scoreless innings in Oakland history at any time during the season. The mark was held by Mike Torres, set in 1976.
1-2, the fans come to their feet. The A's, despite having just four hits, are leading 2-1 in the ninth inning. Navarro leads from second base, and Ziegler comes set. Here's the pitch to Iwamura, swung on a fly ball left center field. Routine play, Emil Brown is right there, and he makes the catch. Brad Ziegler gets his second Major League save, and Gio Gonzalez gets his first Major League win. The A's defeat Tampa Bay by the final of 2-1, and it's 38 consecutive scoreless innings for Brad Ziegler.
Ziegler recalls what the ride was like during the streak.
My mentality was just make it tough for them to send me down. And looking back to, you know, to break that, you know, when we got to the Major League record that George McQuillan had for, that was 101 years old. And then the A's having Brad Ziegler night at the park where they sold upper deck seats for $1.01 because of that. Like that, it's just so surreal. And at the time, I don't think I appreciated it because I was still in the middle of it and just you know, trying to like just fighting to stay alive in the big leagues. I was just so happy to even be there. And looking back now, you know, like I had some runs later in my career where I might have got to like 17, 18 innings again, something like that, but nothing even close to 39. And my role at that time varied so greatly throughout that. There was times where I was the first guy out of the bullpen in the fourth inning of a game, and I'd pitch three innings in a game occasionally. And then, you know, by the end of it, I was closing.
Ziegler finished his 11-year Major League career appearing in over 700 games. But the start was one for the record books. August 12th, 2008, the night Brad Ziegler set the Oakland record for consecutive scoreless innings with 39, is one of the greatest moments in Oakland history.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe and they can do the same for you. And right now their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and dry. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball is drilled to left. Hayes is going back. Hayes at the track. He's right to the wall, and he will watch it fly. And Langeliers unloads with a three-run home run to left field.
A's Cast is your 24/7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now, back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Can we give Scott Emerson some serious love? The A's pitching staff has been outstanding. The A's have won 6 of their last 9 games since April 6th. The rotation during that time has a 2.96 ERA. That's third best in Major League Baseball. The bullpen right now, with a 2.59 ERA, ranks 5th on the season. Now, we knew going into the year pitching was going to be better, but we didn't know this good. And we've been keeping track of stats about this bullpen since April 3rd. And right now, since April 3rd, they have the best ERA in all of baseball. All of baseball since April 3rd, just a 2.66 ERA. Number one in the game. Now, if they could hit, might help out. I tell you what, the guys on the mound are getting it done. And the guy who's helping them get it done, that's the pitching coach, Scott Emerson. We call him Dr. Emo on the A's Clubhouse Show. He'll join Ken Korak next as we get you ready for baseball right here on A's Total Access.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not a bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
It's a beautiful Tuesday at the Coliseum, and we're literally sitting in the A's bullpen with the A's pitching coach, Scott Emerson, and recording this. It's a little before 3 o'clock. Alex Wood just threw on the side. When your starting pitchers are involved in their side work, what are you trying to get accomplished?
I think every day it's about executing the pitch. You know, they're coming off an outing where they threw a bunch of pitches, and their velocity isn't really necessarily going to be there. Maybe the shapes of the breaking ball aren't going to be as sharp, but the execution can be there. And the way that they get their arm up, get the foot strike, finish pitches off, and throw strikes is important.
So it's important to reinforce the mechanics.
Yeah, just good movements, getting through the zone, getting your body to repeat what you want to do.
So here we are almost 3 weeks into the season, and the team ERA for the ball club is, I think, 7th best in the league at like 3.70. Are you seeing like a collective confidence building with your staff?
Well, we got another group of strong guys down in this staff, guys that really want to work hard, which, I've been on record saying last year's staff was a bunch of hard workers. And you got a bunch of hard workers here on this staff right now. And you got guys that understand, their roles and their opportunities to pitch. So they're working really hard, and it's a lot of fun, and when you got guys who want to work hard and understand their roles.
Bullpen's been tough, right? Like a 2.59 ERA so far.
Yeah, you got guys that are coming down, coming out of the bullpen and throwing strikes and moving their baseball around. And it's kind of getting everybody to know who they are and what they do best and do more of that. And the more, they stay within themselves and doing the things that they do well, it helps them. And it's fun to watch.
Austin Adams throws, I don't know the percentages, you would know, but to me it's like 80% sliders. With a high spin rate, is there something in the grip or the way that he throws the pitch or his pronation? What makes his slider so tough?
Well, I think one thing is he throws it hard, obviously. It's in the upper 80s. It's got tight spin. It's late. He's trying to throw it hard as well. When you got a hard pitch that moves, it's tough to hit, and that's why he uses it so much. I think it's at 81% over this season, and last year it was 90%. So we're just trying, like I said, get our guys to throw their pitch when needed.
Now, he's 32, and he's been doing this for a long time. Do you ever worry, Emo, about a young pitcher throwing a slider too much?
When you look at relievers, it's a different ballgame. You know, they're coming in, and they're in the moment. And right now, the way the game is going, it's one inning, and they're probably throwing 50, 60% breaking balls.
We're in the firing line here, by the way.
So, you worry if they're out of the synchronization of their deliveries. But as long as they're in their strong mechanics, I'm not too worried.
All right, J.P. Sears today, I know he's been working on his changeup. That's been a big pitch for him. What did you see in his last start last week against the Rangers as he took the no-hitter into the seventh inning?
Yeah, I think you see a guy that, like you said, you know, and I've always said if hitting's time and pitching is disruption of timing, he got them thinking in several different locations, whether it had to be hard in with the fastball, soft away with the changeup. And then all of a sudden, you got the breaking ball down at the bottom of the zone. For me, that's called pitching, you know, the ability to keep hitters off balance and be unpredictable. And I think he did a good job against the Rangers, and let's see what he does today.
Even though he's an opponent now, you look at Sonny Gray. To me, last night, he looked like Sonny Gray from 10 years ago. Fastball is still 93, as he got his 100th career win last night against the A's.
Well, you know, Sonny, my first year coordinating was Sonny's first full season in the minor leagues. You know, we signed him the year before. I actually had him in AAA at the end of the season, and just being able to coach him and watch him grow as a player. You know, Sonny is one of those guys that can do whatever he wants to do with a baseball. He can manipulate the ball and do whatever he has to do. So I think that's really helped him be sustainable. But like you said, at 93 at his age, that's really good as well.
And he loves pitching at the Coliseum, Emo.
Yeah, I mean, he's been here a long time. He's thrown some playoff games for the organization. What a great guy.
Yeah. All right, Townie, that's Emo, recorded from the A's bullpen here at the Coliseum. And we'll send things back over to you.
Yeah, Sonny was really tough. We're about to do the national anthem here at the ballpark. Cardinals and A's coming up next. And don't you forget, I'll talk to you after the ball game.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.